I mentioned earlier that Bitcoin and all the cryptocurrencies have been something that has generated a lot of anger towards me over the last 2 years, I would guess. And that's because I've said all along that these are not real forms of money. If they were real forms of money, there would be stability in their price. You know, the big financial story in the business and investing world is the decline in stock markets around the world that have been down maybe 6-7% over the last week. Over the last week, Bitcoin alone has been down nearly 40%, and it's doing better than many, probably most of the cryptocurrencies. If that term is unfamiliar to you, cryptocurrency is made up money. It's where people who don't believe in government, don't trust institutions, have established alternative money that is internet based. And there are people that say, I just don't get it, that I need to read this, I need to watch this video, whatever, whatever. The reality is that real money can be used to buy real things routinely and has stability in its value. And the cryptocurrencies don't. That's why they are strictly a speculative endeavor. And I was in a store the other day that somebody asked me, just as I was walking into the store, asked me about Bitcoin because they had lost 60% of their money in it. They apparently bought near the peak, which I guess was a month ago or something, 2 months ago, and they're now way down in value, and asked me what I thought. And I said pretty much what I just said to you, that it's a speculative thing. It needs to be the money you have left in. It's got to be money that you're not going to be upset if you lose. And he said, well, I'm staying in. I'm going to see what happens with it. And, you know, Bitcoin right now is, what's its value now? Like 6,000-7,000 a Bitcoin. And maybe it'll go to 1,000,000. Maybe it'll go to 100,000. That doesn't mean that it is a legitimate, stable form of value. Because if it was, I could go in anywhere and use it, which I can't. Or use it to pay for things easily. But the banks are so worried about people defaulting on credit cards, because a lot of people on spec are buying cryptocurrencies on credit cards and expecting them to make so much money in it, they'll be able to pay off the credit card bill, and now people are defaulting on their credit cards. So the banks all over the place, not just in the United States, are saying, no more. You can't buy any of these things with your credit card because they don't want to destabilize the financial system. So you want to buy this stuff because it's fun? You want to buy this stuff with money that you don't care if you lose? Fine. And if you hit a big score, fine again. But just remember what money is. It's a method respected by others to buy and sell goods and services. That's basically, that is the most basic definition I can give of money. And every cryptocurrency fails that test because there is not transparency, there is not normal liquidity, and there's not stability. Other than that, they're great. Oh, by the way, if you want to join the chorus, go to Clark.com, go to Clark Stinks, and join all the discussions going on about why I'm thick in the head or whatever it is the reason why you feel I'm Looney Tunes with my opinion about the cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ on demand.